AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming. We are live, and you can listen live. We want to give you a hand clap for just tuning in. We appreciate it. If you want to dial into today's show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on the air with me today, this morning. Or, of course, you can always connect with me directly at ontheedge at businessontheedge.biz, B as in boy, igloo, zebra, or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30, 1-888. My SBC 30. So welcome in. I like that. Welcome in. That's my new thing. Welcome in. The people of today are not real different, I don't think, are real different than the people that came before us. The cultures have changed. Technologies, the development of world systems, the development of different communities and what the world may have looked like 300,000 years ago, 30,000 years ago, 400 years ago, change. Systems, nations going from and forming, going from one way of living, learning, I like to say inventions and ancient technology, we may deem as uncivilized versus today's civilization. Interesting. Cultures, and when I think about the different cultures and the determination of who decided was civilized, what was civilized versus uncivilized. During these early events and I think about the Cro-Magnon man, the Neanderthal versus each other. What do they think about each other? Do they think you're uncivilized? No, you're uncivilized. Or today we would say they are both uncivilized, would we? Yet they were living. They had their families. They had, I'm sure, they had their dreams and goals for that era, that time. As man continued to evolve and grow, I would suspect that they wanted to achieve the best out of their lives, to achieve something more, that they were here for a reason, they were here for a purpose, they were here for something. And I think we're the same today, identifying our best, identifying your best version of you, taking steps towards what that is. What does that mean? It certainly means you must make decisions that equip you toward your life fulfillment. Your life's fulfillment. What is that? You know, I look around the news and there's so much violence. Or is it? Or do we just have more access to what's going on around the nation, let alone around the world? we're informed, we're more informed than ever before. We have news at our fingertips. We have information at a moment's notice. We're not waiting for tomorrow's newspaper to get the news anymore. We're getting it instantaneously. And so you think about, I wonder if you think about, and as we think about the choices and people being that are in prison, is that where they wanted to end up? And think about it, if you're a five-year-old child, an eight-year-old child, they're not thinking that when I grow up, I want to be an inmate. I want to be a professional criminal. They're born. What are they? Who's giving them information to shape their world that shapes their life, cultures? The challenge today is life is riddled with obstacles that can push us off course. It can push us in directions that maybe we didn't want to go. And so it makes you think. We don't want to be off course. We want to achieve, I like this phrase, is what is your next level of genius or purpose? And there are 8 power secrets that I have identified for a person to attain the very best out of their lives. And you have to get through these obstacles. What are the obstacles? It's infinite. Where you're born, your upbringing. Are you from a broken home? Are you from a two-parent home? Are you just life? Are you going to the best schools or not so great? Are you in a family that's riddled with criminals, culture, teachers, lawyers, doctors? What's in your family? What's in your family line? I come from a family that, on my father's side, they're entrepreneurs, they're builders, and they're contractors. And I have an uncle that took him 20 years to build his yacht by hand. It's amazing. We figure things out. I figure things out. I could come up with things, a quick solution that needs a manual fix. And my husband will go, that's a really good idea. My wife came up with that. So 8 power secrets of attaining the very best out of your life, whether you want to be an entrepreneur, whether you're working in a company and you want to climb the corporate ladder. And there's different ways of doing that. As a business coach, when I work with my clients, I am coupling the business coaching and consulting together so that client can move forward balanced, successfully, not without challenges, but not without seeing some defeat sometimes, seeing some losses, but staying the course to achieve something more than what they're experiencing or what they have today. And so, number one, I'm your coach today. I've got my coach's hat on today. Number one, you have to identify And even before you identify, you have to believe that you have potential. You have to believe that you have and was born with potential. You were born to be potent. Potent means very powerful. You were born to be potent. Everyone. So, doesn't matter your skin color, doesn't matter your gender, or whatever you're choosing to call yourself, I don't know. Whatever. I'm not in the political arena where I'm going to wrestle you down on whatever you are choosing to, how you're choosing to identify yourself. Pick one, pick whatever that's comfortable for you. But you first have to understand that you are potent, very powerful. Because if you don't believe that, your belief system plays a role in what you achieve or you don't achieve. I want you to kind of think about that. I've got to go to a commercial break and we're going to talk about the other power secrets. And hopefully you will leave this show today at a whole nother level. I promise you, at a whole nother level. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Nice. Welcome back. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world. iHeartRadio listeners, shout out to you. Going to your next level of genius, your next level of greatness. And don't be disappointed on the losses. The what didn't work out. They teach you things. Losses teach you. Losses forces you to look at what worked and what didn't work. Successes, no, we're celebrating. But losses, be willing to lose. Be willing to learn from the disappointments, from the losses, and get back up. And be great. You will come up with ideas and inventions, witty ideas and inventions, because of a loss. Hey, that didn't work. Let me try it this way. I never thought of that, right? So if you're just tuning in, I'm talking about the 8 power secrets of attaining the very best out of your life. How many of you want to attain the very best out of your life? Well, these 8, it will avert bad decisions. If you understand and embrace these 8 power secrets, it averts the desire. You know, I'm looking at, and this is very sobering to me, and I want to be careful on how I express this. We are seeing more suicides, a lot of death around us right now. It's just so, just overwhelming. I find it overwhelming. When you make a decision in how your belief system is going to be. It will even thwart the idea or the desire of wanting to take yourself out. Our kids need to understand their potential, that they're potent, that they're very powerful. We've got a lot of bullying happening in schools, and they don't know how to traffic through those things. And how do you, I taught my son when he was born, and he hears it today as a 20-year-old man, you're a history maker, world shaker. I got that from Tim Story, a great coach and 10X speaker. And so when my son was a little guy, I told him, you're a leader. He's a baby. He's just a little guy. I'm carrying him, giving him a bottle, changing his diaper. You're a history maker. You're a world shaker. You're a leader. He grew up learning that. Doesn't mean that he doesn't have his own vulnerabilities. It means that he has a base that he can pull from to remind him who he is, regardless of what someone else is saying to them, to him. He knows who he is. I remind him of who he is. I don't let him forget. So number one, potential. You need to embrace and understand that you were born to be potent. You were born to be very powerful. Number two, passionate. Passion. Passion really means relentless. We think about passion like the Hallmark Channel or romance. I'm passionate. I love you. But passion really means if you wondered why Mel Gibson named his film Passion of the Christ, passion really means to suffer, to endure with a deep, deep love. This is you love so deeply that you're willing to suffer and endure relentlessly. So if you're an entrepreneur and you really love the work that you're doing and you're fighting to keep your doors open, passion. Steve Jobs says, you got to have passion. What is he saying? You've got to be willing to suffer. You got to be willing to endure. You got to be willing to be relentless about not quitting. That's what passion is. So you've got to make up your mind. You got to make up your mind. Number three, power. Power. Power is this really cool word. It really means, it comes from our origins, Latin origin. And it means, potere, ability to do a thing extremely well. So you're developing and you're building. Ability to do a thing extremely well. Ability to do something. What are you doing extremely well? I had a client I was talking to couple of weeks ago, and most of you know that I advise for the Small Business Development Center, Northern California, SBDC, and their network. So I'm a regional advisor, a former director of the Small Business Development Center. I'm an advisor for multiple SBDC centers around Northern California, SBDC, and so they'll assign you clients. And I had a client who is in what we call a pre-venture, and he wants to be a business, said, I want to be a business consultant. And as I'm talking to him, I'm a business consultant. and coach, and I'm talking to him, and basic things he didn't understand. He didn't know that a business coach and consultant should know. A business advisor should know. And I'm doing that because I'm assessing his capability. Does he have the ability to do this thing extremely well? Guess what? He didn't. So by the end of our session, I said, hey, listen, you're not a business consultant. In fact, it takes years to advise and do it extremely well. I said, what is it? What have you been doing all of this time? Where do you work at every day? And he began to tell me his work in social services. And then he just started spouting off things. I mean, it was like you turned on the fire hose and he could tell you all these things. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I told him. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Silicon Valley, Bay Area listeners, iHeartRadio around the world. We're back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, business coach on Business on the Edge. We're talking about the 8 power secrets to attaining the best out of life. You want the best out of life. So, I left off telling you the story about my client that wanted to be a business coach and he just didn't have it. Doesn't mean that he couldn't get it, but he can't start a business today as a business advisor, consultant, coach, or anything, because he doesn't have the disciplines. He doesn't have the ability to do the thing extremely well. That's number 3, our power, ability to do something extremely well. That wasn't it. So I began to dig and find out, what do you do extremely well? And he began talking about the work in his social services and began just spewing out stuff. I'm like, wait a minute. I said, why aren't you trying to be a life coach? You're a life coach. And you can lead people to resources like SBDC or SCORE, or Women's Business Centers, to start their businesses. You can work and collaborate with universities and colleges and helping young people get off to college and underserved communities. You're working in social. I said, you're loaded. You're loaded. He's loaded with social service disciplines, information, resources, a career that he's done extremely well. And he's passionate about it. I was like, so I can't help you be a business advisor, because that's not where you're at. But I can help you certainly be a powerful life coach. Pivoting, getting him focused on something that he can do well. So know what you do extremely well. If you're a circle, don't try to squeeze yourself into a square peg. If you're a square peg, don't try to squeeze yourself into a triangle. As much as I love singing, I am not going to be a singer. Because it is not something that I do extremely well. I want to, but I know my limitations, and that is one of them. So number 4, let's go to posture. Posturing, getting noticed, posing, right? We're a series of postures to put, and really what that means is to put one's body into a posture, hoping that you'll be noticed and admired, to place in a particular position or attitude, to pose. A mental disposition, right? We talk about the position of someone or something relative to another. So you want to position yourself. You want to posture yourself. You want to set yourself up to be noticed, to allow yourself to be seen in a way that opportunity is drawn to you, a situation or condition. Your attitude is important. You ever walk in a room and everyone notices you and they're like, because of the posture and weight of what they're carrying. I've got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I'm always excited about this segment of the show. We are doing what we can to support you small business owners out there to get you mass media global reach through our magazine, our digital catalog, potential to come on my show here. And so we're excited about that. Businesses, small businesses need reach. And you need to work that reach. You need to work your advertising and your media and your marketing. Don't purchase and invest and forget about it. You are a small business. You have to work your marketing. You have to work your advertising. You have to work your branding. Large corporations, Fortune 1000 corporations, have whole departments dedicated on making sure that their marketing, advertising, their branding, their strategies are working. And they're not just investing and forgetting about it. You have to invest. And so I don't want to spend too much time on this because I want to get back to my last four points for the eight power secrets today in attaining the best out of life, being a power woman, being a power youth, being a power man. Powerful. And so go out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. We have a subscription out there, $67 a month for small businesses. And you get me coaching you once a month, coaching calls to help you move forward. You get access to live plan to help build your business plan, financial model, marketing for 30 days. We're excited about that. And then live plan gives you a special offer to continue with it. I recommend getting it. We don't get anything out of it, just an opportunity for you to get access to it that you can't get on the web through that special offer. And then, of course, you get a free full-page ad in our digital catalog and a free listing in our magazine. So there's so much out there. You got to go out there and check it out, but you've got to work it. We've got a business library out there and through our portal, but you have to work it. I cannot work it for you. I love what Bill Gates says, is that you can have applications and they're inefficient because you are using them inefficiently. And so with that, go out there, check it out. Love for you to be one of our members and get to know you. I'm very touchable. I like knowing people. I like you knowing my face and allowing me to be touchable with you. So anyway, that being said, let's get back to our eight power secrets. Being the power person that you need to be, attaining the best out of your life. And so positioning. So we got potential, passion, power, position. Number five, position. Posture is also a positional, a situation or condition, a position of oneself. And a position in your mind, it can be mental, it can be physical, okay? And so I don't want you to think that it's not important. The position of someone or something relative to another, your attitude, how you come into a place, And so your position is attitude framing. That position and place. And so posture and position are very close together, right? They are almost the synonyms of what I'm saying, but you have to know, how do you want to be postured? How do you want to be positioned? How do you want to be seen? Can you set yourself on a path? I've set my company on a path for a specific destination because I want it to be seen, and I want to be postured and positioned in a way that I can draw and attract opportunity to me that will create an offer for me to make a decision toward. And I'm getting them ready. They don't know that I'm getting them ready. I'm getting them ready. Why? Because I have a destination in mind. And that's what you have to do. You have to have a destination in mind. You have to, if you're going on a trip, you have a destination in mind. If you're going to go visit New York and you're going to make it a road trip, you have a destination in mind. And so you begin to map it out and you begin to position, you begin to put things in place so you can get there successfully. And so you are positioned, you are postured, you have power, you have passion, and you know your potential. That's important. All right. Number six, one of my favorites, purpose. Purpose, what is my purpose? What's my purpose in the world? What's my purpose? Your purpose is an old French word, an aim, a goal, to propose, to put forth. Your purpose is to, and it could be whatever that potential and passion is in you. And you can do multiple things. You don't have to be stuck on one thing. But you want to dominate in your purpose. You want to make sure that you are clear on what your aim and your goal is. You're supposed to be subduing. You're supposed to be using and multiplying and these multiplications, right? I like multiplications rather than adding. Why? Because you multiply faster. You have to be the genius in your arena, your purpose. What is it? Look in yourself. What is your potential? What are you drawn to? What are you leaning into? I'm really good at helping people identify as I assess them where they would fit best. Why? Because they'll talk to me until they'll tell me. They don't even realize it. Says, I didn't see that, sure. It's there. Number seven. I've got about 2 minutes before I go to break, and I'm trying to get through all eight before we get into our last segment. Principle, guiding belief systems. What's your belief system? Principles can be, you could have poor principles. I've seen it. I've seen it with people who have positions in an organization, and they cheat, they lie, they're scammers. I have no respect for that type of guiding belief. But principle is. It means to equip with principles, to establish or fix in certain principles. Principle comes from this word, Latin word, capio. Can you believe that? Capio. It means I capture, seize, take. That's what it means. And we finally get to our definition of the fundamental assumption or guiding belief of who you are. I've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to wrap it up with the final number 8, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Business on the Edge. We are in Silicon Valley Bay Area, around the world, live, investing in you, investing in that entrepreneur in you, investing in that author in you, investing in that next level in your organization that you want to go to, investing in you. It's important, investing. That's my genius. That's where I'm at. And so we have talked about 7 of the 8 power secrets that I have identified that allows you to be the power person you're supposed to be, to attain the best out of your life, to thwart the opposition when it comes up. Opposition is going to come. I like to say opposition creates opportunity. Opportunity attracts opposition. So you're going to have opposition. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have things that show up, and you're going to have these brilliant ideas, and you're like, oh, I thought it was going to be so much easier. No, because when you go after something that is burning in you, opposition is going to show up. Challenges are going to show up. The unforeseen is going to show up. You're like, well, everything seems like it's against me. It's life. It's par for the course. Keep breathing. My mother used to say, keep breathing. I'm like, what do you mean? Woman, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't even know what that means. I'm 16 years old. It used to annoy me. I'm like, what does that mean? It means you learn some things as you keep breathing and living. So number 8, possess. Possess, possess, dominate your space, dominate your arena. Possess means it's a result, it's a desired intention. Maybe an object to be reached, a target, an aim, a goal. And you want to be able to dominate that area. So that means that you have to educate yourself. You have to, if you're an athlete, you have to be the best. You want to be in an NFL or NBA, hockey, whatever. Talk to these guys. Talk to these athletes who go to the Olympics and what it, the price they paid to dominate their space. To be the GOAT, Serena Williams, the greatest of all time. It cost them something. It's going to cost you something. I'm always a little leery about people who want you to invest in them, but they won't invest in themselves. Entrepreneurs that want to get a grant or loans, and they won't put anything that they have at risk. I said, but you want everyone else to put what they have at risk to believe that you're going to be successful in your venture. I'm going to be successful. Then what do you have that you can put at risk? What are you doing to invest? Investors want to see, VCs want to see, what have you invested in? If you won't invest in it, why should I invest in it? Dominate your space. Make sure that you're achieving that goal, that aim, that target you're looking at. Be resolute in your thinking. I'm resolute in my mind to achieve a healthier physical body. So I keep learning. I keep figuring out. I'm getting older. I'm almost 60 in a couple of years. And most people that see me, they're like, you don't even look like even in your 50s. I'm like a fine wine. I'm aging with grace. And I'm paying attention, and I'm looking for what keeps my body from not losing the weight the way I want it to, or building muscles. How do you build muscles for women over 50? And you're in menopause. I'm learning. Why? Because I'm trying to dominate in this area. It says, I want to be, if I want to compete, I want, if I wanted to physically, that's how well I want to look to, for the most part. I'm not there. I'm on my way there. And I'm learning. I'm getting the resources and the tools to help me. So dominate. So you have 8 power secrets. Potential, passion, power, posture, position, purpose, principle, and possess. In that order. And you have to make some decisions on how you're going to feel about it, how you're going to thwart the opposition that comes to you. And you can pull out any one of these power secrets, and they will be a buffer to what you're going through. Doesn't mean that it's going to remove the challenge or the obstacle, and you might have to go through it. You might have to go around it. You might have to go over it. You might have to go under it. But at the end of the day, you're still standing. And that's what you want, to achieve the best and attain the best out of your life. I'm Margaret Jackson. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world, iHeartRadio. Be good to someone out there, and I'll see you next week. AM 1220 KDOW, we are Bay Area's business and finance leader.